Unit 2, Lesson 1. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Zhong Jun gave his host family in London a Chinese painting as a present. Zhong Jun gave his host family in London a Chinese painting as a present.
2. Jimmy helped his parents decorate their flat. Jimmy helped his parents decorate their flat.
3. Our headmaster is welcoming Mrs. Brown, a British teacher of English, at the school gate. Our headmaster is welcoming Mrs. Brown, a British teacher of English, at the school gate.
4. Wang Lei and his roommates held a potluck party last weekend. Wang Lei and his roommates held a potluck party last weekend.
5. My friend Helen showed me around her new house. My friend Helen showed me around her new house. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Would you like something to drink, Anne?
Orange juice would be fine. What a beautiful house you've got. When did you move in, David?
Last month.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
Would you like something to drink, Anne?
Orange juice would be fine. What a beautiful house you've got. When did you move in, David?
Last month.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
2. Susan, here is a present for you. It's a painting.
How kind of you. Look at the horse. It's so strong.
Question. What present has Susan got? Susan, here is a present for you. It's a painting.
How kind of you. Look at the horse. It's so strong.
Question. What present has Susan got? 3. Hi, Mary. Can you have a cup of coffee with me?
I can't now. I have a test tomorrow. I have to study for it.
Question. Why can't the girl go with the boy? Hi, Mary. Can you have a cup of coffee with me?
I can't now. I have a test tomorrow. I have to study for it.
Question. Why can't the girl go with the boy? 4. Hello, Nancy. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come in because I was sick.
You still look a little sick. You'd better go back to bed.
Question. How is Nancy today?
Hello, Nancy. Where were you yesterday?
I didn't come in because I was sick.
You still look a little sick. You'd better go back to bed.
Question. How is Nancy today?
5. Would you like something to drink? Tea, coffee, or orange juice?
Just some water, please.
Question. What would the woman like to drink? Would you like something to drink? Tea, coffee, or orange juice?
Just some water, please.
Question. What would the woman like to drink? 6. My friend has invited me to have dinner with her family at 6 tomorrow. When should I arrive at her house?
Is she American? Or British?
She is Japanese.
It's best to arrive about 30 minutes before the stated time.
Question. When is the best time for the man to arrive? My friend has invited me to have dinner with her family at 6 tomorrow. When should I arrive at her house?
Is she American or British?
She is Japanese.
It's best to arrive about 30 minutes before the stated time.
Question. When is the best time for the man to arrive? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Jia Juchao, a 14-year-old boy, uses his hands to make beautiful music on the piano. His hands took him to Schumann University of Music in Germany.He has been the youngest student ever at the university, a school which is more than 100 years old. Jia Juchao won a teenage piano contest held in Germany last year when he was still a student at Guangzhou Schumann Music School. People called him China's young Mozart. Jia Juchao loves to work hard. He doesn't even get bored when he sits and plays the piano for 9 hours.He is a good student. He has an open mind and likes making friends. So it's easy for him to understand music. He really puts his feelings into it when he plays. Although he is special, in many ways, Jia is like other boys. He likes sports and he's a Harry Potter fan. He also likes Jay Chou songs. He says, "Let music be your best friend. You'll get a lot of fun from it."Jia Juchao, a 14-year-old boy, uses his hands to make beautiful music on the piano. His hands took him to Schumann University of Music in Germany. He has been the youngest student ever at the university, a school which is more than 100 years old. Jia Juchao won a teenage piano contest held in Germany last year when he was still a student at Guangzhou Schumann Music School.People called him China's young Mozart. Jia Juchao loves to work hard. He doesn't even get bored when he sits and plays the piano for 9 hours. He is a good student. He has an open mind and likes making friends. So it's easy for him to understand music. He really puts his feelings into it when he plays. Although he is special,In many ways, Jia is like other boys. He likes sports, and he's a Harry Potter fan. He also likes Jay Chou songs. He says, "Let music be your best friend. You'll get a lot of fun from it." Four. Listen to the passage.And complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
The customs in different countries are quite different. If I have dinner with a Chinese host, he always puts more food onto my plate as soon as I've emptied it. That often makes me feel uncomfortable. I have to eat the food even if I do not want to. Because people in the West...think it bad manners to leave one's food on the plate. I have also noticed that when a Chinese sits at an American's dinner party, he often refuses the offer of food or drink, though he's in fact still hungry or thirsty. This might be good manners in China, but it's not in the West at all. In the United States, it is impolite to keep asking someone again and again or insist on him accepting something.They will ask for it. If not, they will say, "No thanks." When an American is served with beer by the host, for example, he might say, "No thanks, I'll take some orange juice." That is what an American will do. So when you go to America, you'd better remember the famous saying, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do."The customs in different countries are quite different. If I have dinner with a Chinese host, he always puts more food onto my plate as soon as I've emptied it. That often makes me feel uncomfortable. I have to eat the food even if I do not want to. Because people in the West think it bad manners to leave one's food on the plate. I have also noticed that when a Chinese sits at an American's dinner party, he often refuses the offer of food or drink, though he's in fact still hungry or thirsty. This might be good manners in China, but it's not in the West at all. In the United States, it is impolite to keep asking someone again and again or insist on him accepting something. They will ask for it. If not, they will say, "No thanks." When an American is served with beer by the host, for example, he might say, "No thanks, I'll take some orange juice." That is what an American will do. So when you go to America, you'd better remember the famous saying, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do."